Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to another wonderful day. We thank God for his mercy over our lives. We thank God for his grace upon our lives. We thank God for his protection. We thank God for making it possible for us to see the 25th day of the month of May, year 2021. Begin to appreciate the King of Kings for giving us this opportunity. Bless his name and worship him. Bless his name and adore him. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy is rendered and forever. Amen. For his mercy is endured and forever. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. Beloved, this is the hour of prophetic decree. And this broadcast comes up between the hour of 12 midnight and 1 a.m. You are welcome to this platform. The Almighty God will remember you for good. The Holy Ghost will promote your destiny. God's hand shall lift you up. Our Father in heaven shall be your shield and it shall be your defense. You shall not go down in life. God will always be your light and it will lift you up. Great grace shall come upon your destiny. The mighty hand of God shall promote your life. The mighty hand of God shall establish your destiny. The mighty hand of God shall decorate you with favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, where you have been rejected, you shall be favored. Where they have abandoned you, they shall be looking for you. The Almighty God will help you and anoint you to rewrite the story of your family for good. In the name of Jesus. The height that no one has ever reached in your family, that great height, you will get there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to pray the following prayers very well. Pray with the spirit of God's hand must be released upon my life. Pray with the spirit of enough is enough. Shout it loud and clear. Say any power using the hour of the night to torment me. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to torment me. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to torment me. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to torment me. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to torment me. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to torment me. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to torment me. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to shout number two. Any power using the hour of the night to steal from me. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to steal from me. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to steal from me. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to steal from me. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to steal from me. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to steal from me. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to steal from me. In the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to steal from me. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this third one very loud. Say, spirit of nakedness, assigned against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Spirit of nakedness, assigned against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Spirit of nakedness, assigned against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Spirit of nakedness, assigned against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Spirit of nakedness, assigned against my destiny, In Jesus' name we pray, any power digging the grave for me, enter into your grave yourself. In the name of Jesus, any power digging the grave for me, enter into your grave, 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 enter into your grave. In Jesus' name we pray, arrow of insanity, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of insanity, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray, say any agent of darkness in this environment harassing me in the night with disgrace, in the name of Jesus, any agent of darkness in this environment harassing me in the night, be disgrace, be disgrace, be disgrace, be disgrace, be disgrace, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, hearken unto my prayer and promote my destiny, in the name of Jesus. My Father, hearken unto my prayer and promote my destiny, in the name of Jesus. My Father, hearken unto my prayer and promote my destiny, in the name of Jesus. My Father, hearken unto my prayer and promote my destiny, promote my destiny, promote my destiny, promote my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. My Father, lift me up, in the name of Jesus. My Father, lift me up, 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 in the name of Jesus. My Father, lift me up, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, I want you to know that God is working wonders and is doing wonders. We have a lot of testimony, great testimony that have been forwarded to us. People pray, people listen to these prayers, people pray the prayers, and we have a lot of healing, deliverance, documents that have been hidden for a long time being released. Many people are securing a good job. God of wonders, God of fire has been performing a lot, and is also going to remember you, and is going to do great work in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I trust the Lord, and I believe in the name of the Lord that you are the next one to share testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to get ready, because God Almighty is going to speak to your life. The yoke of death, the yoke that is attached to your destiny shall be broken, and the finger of the enemy shall scatter. I know one thing, that God that we are serving is ready to defend himself in our life. He's ready to fight for us. He's ready to do wonders in our lives, and is ready to promote our destiny. For the next few minutes, I'll be speaking on prophesying unto your future. Prophesying unto your future. Prophesy to your future. Yes, you can prophesy your future into reality. You can prophesy your future into manifestation. You can speak your life and your life will begin. You can speak to your life and your life begin to get meaning. You can prophesy your future into reality. You can speak and things will begin to happen to your destiny. Let us look at what the Bible has to say in the book of Job. In the book of Job, chapter 22, verse 28. Prophesy unto your future. Job 22, verse 28. Look at what he says. Very, very powerful place. 22, 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine on your way. You shall decree a thing. When you decree a thing, it shall be established. And immediately it is established, light shall shine on your way. So there is a lot of things that happens when you decree a thing. The power of God goes into operation when you decree a thing. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall happen the way you have decreed. And light shall shine upon your way. Look at Proverbs. Look, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Proverbs 18, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongues, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Look at Ezekiel chapter 37. The Almighty God instructed the prophet to prophesy unto dry bones. The hand of the Lord, verse 1, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of valley, which was full of bones. There are dry bones in the valley. And the Almighty God took his prophet to the place. And he said, can this bone live? The prophet looked at the bones, said, these bones are very dry. He said, but God, you are the one that can do everything. He said, you are going to do it with me. Prophesy unto the dry bone. And the man of God prophesied, and there was a miracle. There was a mighty move of God's power. When he prophesied in verse 9, then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. You know, let me start from verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bone came together, bone to bones. And when I beheld, lo, the snails, and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. All these wonders were happening as a result of prophesying unto the dry bone. That statement. As a result of God instructing him, prophesy unto the dry bones. He prophesied to the dry bones, and life began to move unto the dry bones. Bones came to the dry bones. Snail came to the dry bone. He continued prophesying, and life came unto the dry bones. If you prophesy to your future, there will be life in your future. There will be light upon your future. This year is a year that you must know how to speak positively into your life. You must be able to say, I am blessed. You must be able to say, I am rich. You must be able to say, I will fulfill my destiny. That is what we must be saying every day. When you wake up, say, I will accomplish my dream. I am coming out of debt. I will excel where others fail. These statements are actually prophesying victory and success and new level into your life. Your life will move in the direction of your words. The Bible says you will eat the fruit of your word. So you must be talking positively to your life. You cannot be talking negative and expect to reap positive. You cannot talk defeat and expect victory. You must keep on sowing the seed of positive word. Your word comes from your loaded thought. Beloved, you must know that there are a lot of things surrounding the word you say. The mystery of your word is that your word creates your world. Your word is a spirit. Your word is a seed, and it grows as you continually speak it and speak it and speak it. It continues to grow. Your word creates direction for your life. Negative word can stop God's promises. We are snared or trapped by our words. So your word moves the spiritual forces into motion. Your word creates aura around you and over you. Your word could create a reaction in your blood. So therefore, your word can give you good health or bad health. Your word is the first step in the ladder of faith. Your word is the revelation of your thoughts. I pray that as you speak to your future, there shall be revival. There shall be testimony. There shall be movement to the next level. Your destiny shall be fulfilled. There shall be great explosion of God's power in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are now, I want you to begin to prophesy unto your life. Say to yourself, I am blessed. Say to yourself, I am rich. Say to yourself, I am healed. Say to yourself, I will fulfill my destiny. Say to yourself, it is well with me. Say to yourself, I will not go down. Say to yourself, I will make it. Say to yourself, I am going to the top. Begin to prophesy unto your life. Speak unto your life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As you speak, the Lord will answer you in the name of Jesus Christ. Get a bottle of oil and a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I pray unto this bottle of oil or a bottle of water in the hand of these people. Let this be anointed. Let it be filled with power. Let it be filled with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire of God flow into it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Anoint your head, and you prophesy unto your head like this. Say, my head, hear the word of the Lord. You shall be favored. My head, hear the word of the Lord. You shall be anointed. My head, you are the symbol of my destiny. You shall move forward. My head, you are the symbol of my destiny. You will not be covered with darkness.
In the name of Jesus, shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, any power summoning my head into the calabash. There, any power summoning my head into calabash. There. In Jesus' name, we pray. Take the oil and anoint your stomach. And lay your hand there. Shout it like this. Every evil stranger inside my body, get out. In the name of Jesus, every evil stranger inside my body, get out. Get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Every evil stranger inside my body, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lay your hand upon your chest and anoint your chest. Say this one loud and clear. Say, battle against my earth, scatter in the name of Jesus. Battle against my earth, scatter in the name of Jesus. Battle against my earth, scatter in the name of Jesus. Battle against my earth. Scatter in Jesus' name. Anoint your hand. I prophesy unto your hand will make it. Your hand will prosper. Your hand will be empowered to make wealth in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your legs. I prophesy unto your legs. Your legs will move you to the land of fulfillment. Your legs are direct to meet with your destiny helpers. Your legs shall not be caged in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Get your prayer request out. Heavenly Father, I pray that this prayer request shall be answered by fire. God shall favor you in the name of Jesus. I bless you with the blessing of greater testimony. I bless you with the blessing of multiple breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. No evil shall befall you. You will go from strength to strength and from favor to favor. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, send information to this number 0802 336-9298 0802 336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.